We have a lot of ways to secure our properties, our houses, cars, computers, and many others. We have passwords, and sometimes we forget our own passwords. We are security conscious nowadays, and there is no wrong about that. We have sophisticated house alarm or doorbell wherein we can see people outside our door and talk to them. This is a sign of the times for the purpose of securing our properties and even our lives, especially our vulnerable. The trend of security is not new. In our gospel, we find this image of thievery and burglars breaking into someone's house. This is one of the many ways Jesus expressed his teaching from the daily experience of the people, which people can easily relate to. So Jesus again reminding us to be awake and keep guard, like the owner of the house who draws attention to the element of surprise of the thief at night. So my brothers and sisters, staying awake all night becomes, in Jesus' parable, an image of the disciples remaining alert to the presence, to the coming of the Lord. The Lord lives in constant awareness of us. We are called to live in constant awareness of Him. We find it difficult to be aware of the Lord all the time because so many things fill our minds and our hearts. Yet that is what the Lord asks of us. We are to attend to, be aware of His constant presence to us. This is what might be termed the contemplative attitude. There is a sense in which we are called to become contemplatives with a small c. Keep awake. Be alert. We do not know the time the thief, the Lord, will come. Today, we are also celebrating the memorial of Saint Monica. Monica was awake, alert, and gave all and did everything for the conversion of her son, Augustine. She never rested from praying for her son to return to the faith. Monica was distressed to learn that her son had accepted the Manichaean heresy, which says all flesh is evil, and was living an immoral life. One night, she had a vision that assured her Augustine would return to the faith. From that time on, she stayed close to her son, praying and fasting for him. And he did return to the faith because Monica stayed awake and Augustine woke up. So, my brothers and sisters, stay awake, and we must be always ready because we don't know when the Lord is coming. If the Lord find us awake and ready, He said in our gospel, blessed is that slave whom his master will find at work when he arrives. Truly I tell you, he will put that one in charge of all his possessions. We can do this through prayers and good works, with patience, love, understanding, and humility. So let us ask the intercession of Saint Monica that we may always be awake despite difficulties and problems, and be ready in times of failures and discouragement. Saint Monica, pray for us.